Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of the Ben Maller Radio Show repackaged in the podcast format. We thank you for downloading the podcast. This hour dedicated to the people's team, the Clippers, a monster mashing win. The Clippers are vaporizing the Utah Jazz. That series even up at two wins apiece. The Clippers blowing out the Jazz in both games in L.A. We take a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly from that matchup, and a whole lot more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number one. Now that is how you get back in an NBA playoff series. The people's team rising up from the ashes to embarrass the Jazz. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we talk to the ends of the earth, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. We are back at it again. And another tough night for the Trolls. Can we all take a moment to pause and think about all those wonderful negative comments that were going to be made, but could not be made because there's nothing negative that happened. The Clippers absolutely poleaxed the Utah Jazz. That's our lead. We start with pro bouncy ball. There's nothing else to talk about right now for this show than what happened there between the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. And the Clippers winning big the other night over the weekend, and some of you said, well, that was just a one-time situation. You told me don't worry about that. The Jazz just gave the Clippers that game, but now they'll come back, and they're going to win. The Clippers trying to even the books. They did that in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. I don't know if you saw this, if you watched it, perhaps. You did not, didn't hear it. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. By George, each with 31 points, the people's team pummeling Utah. Looked like a junior varsity squad, the Jazz, in the first half of that game, 118-104. That score is actually misleading. That score is fake news because it was much worse than that. Clippers led by 29 points. Now, the Jazz made it look not so bad. Not so bad at the end. Right, like, well, we were there. We had a shot. You know how many times the Jazz had the lead in the second half? Zero. They didn't have a single lead in the second half. And they led early. I think they made the first basket of the game, and that was lights out. Kawhi came back, knocked down a three-point shot. And Sia, the last, pretty much last 47 minutes of the game was a domination. So what are the takeaways here? It's a 2-2 series, Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers vaporizing the Jazz. So my thoughts, I've got clock keeper, secret sauce, and ifs and buts. All right, and we will combine all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, the Jazz are in trouble. They are, I don't want to be the overreactionary guy, but the Clippers have figured something out. And now it's the Jazz turn to counter that. What worked in Salt Lake is not working and has not worked in L.A. these last couple of games. Obviously, I'll be Mr. Obvious here, Captain Obvious. The Clippers making some adjustments, something they never did when Doc Rivers was the coach. If Doc Rivers was the coach, this series would be over and the Jazz would have swept the Clippers because they would have kept doing the same thing they were doing and never change. But they did. Yes, I'm not a big Ty Lue guy coming in. I thought, you know, he's a puppet for LeBron, but I've been impressed. I have absolutely been impressed here. And the Utah Jazz appear to be flabbergasted on how to respond. And you cannot have a more disheartening couple of games for the fellas from Salt Lake than these last two. The Clippers picking up right where they left off in Game 3. This was a freaking oil painting is what this was in the first half of this game in particular. The game was over at halftime. Let's be honest. The game was over. But Kawhi Leonard turning back to the Middle Ages as the clock keeper in the first half there as he thoroughly cleaned the clock of the Utah Jazz with a domination situation. That's a good afternoon, good evening, and good night. A monsoon of money balls in the first half. And a lot of that was coming from Marcus Morris, who was 5 out of 5 from three-point range. But Kawhi Leonard, not far behind that. He had 19 points in the first half of the game, when the game was decided in the first half, right there. And they played great defense. Jazz couldn't do anything right in the first half. There's a 35% from the floor and a blowout city. Trailed by 24, the Jazz at halftime. Flawless basketball from the Clippers. We had extended garbage time. Extended garbage time. And it was essentially like shooting fish in a barrel in the first half of that game for the Clippers. Now, part B of this, all right, the Jazz total pushovers. What happened? You're not ready for prime time here, and the Clippers, they essentially did a pirouette on the catwalk in these last couple of games. They were able to essentially do whatever they wanted in the first half of this game and in the second half of the last game here, and they were able to do it because of their secret sauce. Now, what is the secret sauce for the Clippers? Well, it's when Paul George doesn't suck. Right? You don't have the playoff P when you have Paul George actually contributing and not sucking. And Marcus Morris, even so, more so than Paul George, is the guy for the Clippers. But when they're making outside shots and they're getting open shots, the teams for some reason, they're like, well, Marcus Morris, he's been a choke artist at times in these playoff games. He had a big game against Dallas at the end, but for the most part, he's been off kilter from three-point range, which is pretty much all he did during the regular season, was knock down three-point shots, one of the great three-point shooters. And he, in particular, gets so many wide-open opportunities, and he's missed a lot of them. He didn't miss them in the first half of this game. He only had 2 points in the second half. It didn't matter. Game was over at halftime. As long as he is making that more than sporadically, the Jazz are done. They're not going to win another game in this series. It's over. The Clippers will get ready to beat Chris Paul in the Western Conference Finals. The way teams defend Kawhi and PG-13, this is going to be the opportunity there to close the door if the three-point shot is going. And also, by the way, Patrick Beverley, the glue guy. I was right, the glue guy. Patrick Beverley there, the junkyard dog, 94 feet, coast to coast. Who? And while the box score reader, the uneducated fan will say, well, Donovan Mitchell had 37 points. Oh, my God, he was so good. Yeah, he missed 17 of the 26 shots he took. Why? Because the glue guy, Patrick Beverley, just like that. That's how he plays defense.
Who?
Just like that. All over. He had four. He's like 6'1", maybe.
What's wrong with your Clippers?
He had 4 block shots. Nothing. Nothing. You just tell LeBron to stay focused, because that goon squad's going to be tough there. The goon stars. They're going to be very difficult. Anyway, all right, last word here. I say it's only a couple of wins, and the series is even up, and the Jazz still have home court advantage. The Clippers had chances to win both games in Utah. Okay, both games. The home court advantage has been in L.A. The Clippers have taken the guillotine to the Jazz in the two games. And I did notice. I noticed a sign that is a good omen for the Clippers. Some of the people on the Utah Jazz side of things starting to point fingers a little bit. They're playing the ifs and buts game. And when you start playing the ifs and buts game, you got problems, right? Ifs and buts were candy and nuts. The Jazz would have already won this series. It's if Mike Conley's healthy, the Jazz are going to be fine. But he's not, so they got problems. Yeah. Okay. That's not how this works, right? Injuries are part of the game. It's the human element. And that is the neutralizing factor. It's not the best team that often wins. It's the healthiest team that ends up winning the championship. Otherwise, if everyone is healthy and no one gets hurt and everyone just runs around and they don't have to worry about any kind of injury situation at all, they can just go out there and do the thing. Then I guess at that particular point, at that moment, we just have like algorithms decide. We can just have like a computer program decide who wins the games. But again, I go back to coaching. Obviously, execution is the most important thing. But for the Clippers, there are a number of players here, or a number of opportunities that the Clippers coaching staff has made that they, I don't recall them doing when they were collapsing in previous years. And obviously, it's working, so you pay more attention to it. Obviously. All right, we will take your phone calls if you'd like to be part. The lines are open for you, and I think we've got all the bugs. You know, I'm doing it from the home studio. I got a lot of bugs. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you'd like to be part. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can give us live, real-time feedback, how devastated you are that the Clippers had a majestic performance against the Jazz, and how much trouble the guys from Utah are in. I know they're going back home, but man, what a mess. What a mess. It's essentially, hey, let's allow Donovan Mitchell to shoot as much as Donovan Mitchell wants and pretty much contain the rest of the players. And that's, for the most part, what happened. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Well, one of the most famous sportscasters in America today has been muzzled. Something that he regularly has said he is now not allowed to say anymore. What is it and who is it? We'll give you the inside scoop. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na! Hey! Goodbye! Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. A Hall of Fame second baseman, Blue Jays, Orioles. He was best known for spitting in the face of an umpire.
Craig Biggio.
Yeah. Now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
You're in a major slump, Eddie. You really are. Domination in recent months.
That's a
game show
hyperbole.
Domination. You're like the Utah Jazz. You were going well for a while, but not right now.
No, I'm not like the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, you are. You're just like the Utah Jazz.
I've won many championships.
That's not true. The listeners know, Eddie. The listeners are fully aware of what's going on.
I believe you're correct.
And that is accurate. It's not good for you. Nature Boy writes in, says, Patrick Beverley's game was like pouring defensive acid on the Jazz. Good point. It's a good line. I wish I had it. I'll steal that from you, Nature Boy. Mason the Millennial says, you're like a pig in mud. No, I took a shower, Mason. I've taken a shower. I'm not a pig in mud. He says, enjoy it while you can, because this will be very short-lived. CP3 is going to remind you why you should have never let him go. I am very concerned. I think Chris's elbow is starting to hurt right now. Maybe his shoulder, maybe his knee, a little swelling. Justin, who doesn't want to admit what just happened, says, probably the worst monologue I've ever heard from you. Series is not over. Series doesn't even start until the road team wins. All right, well, fine. Wednesday night, the series will start. There you go. Boom. Series will begin on Wednesday. I just want to point out, I did say the Clippers would win in six, and looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. That's like, if the Clippers do come back, it'd be like the Clippers sweep, where they spot two games to the Jazz and then come back and win the next four. Tom from SoCal in Fullerton in the OC says, A-plus monologue. Loved watching the Clippers treat the Jazz like they do the Lakers. By the way, did Doc Mike pick the Jazz uniforms tonight? Yeah, they did look urine colored. Good job by you, Tom. And they played like urine, too. They played like urine, Utah Jazz. Thomas in the 513 says, a perfect opening monologue. Glad there is nothing wrong with your Clippers. J. Dot in Utah, who loves his Jazz, says, hey, Ben, I missed the game and your opening monologue. I'm at work. I would never watch a game on my smartphone and steal time from my company I work for. That would be so wrong. Please fill me in. Did the Jazz win And are we on our way to the Western Conference Finals? Well, yeah, the Jazz won. If you're just turning on the radio, yeah, the Jazz won. If you're dyslexic, the Jazz were victorious. Absolutely, absolutely correct. Spot on that. Paul writes in, says, Kawhi needs to do this. He's talking about the hammer dunk. Did you see that? The posterization, the ending of Mr. Favors' career there for the Jazz. Holy crap. What a power dunk.
His career's been over for a while, though.
No, that was the final nail in the coffin, though. Oh, my God. Kawhi Leonard. He was climbing a ladder right in the face. Right there. Enjoy. Destroyed him. Absolutely destroyed him. James the Machinist from the Twin Cities writes in, says, solid monologue, man. The Clippers look like a team with something to prove tonight. Let's hope they keep it up. Don't take a load management night in game five. Late night drug tester says, is the phrase from Charleston Chiefs announcer Jim Carr in Slapshot, the Chiefs are on the warpath, is what he said. There you go. All right. It's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We're obviously talking about a lot about the Clipper Jazz game. But
I think that last tweet was about the thing you teased.
Oh, the thing. Oh, yeah, I'll pay that off right now, Eddie. Charles Barkley has been muzzled by TNT. He's not happy about it. Barkley's furious with management over Turner. This is outstanding. Barkley now claiming he is a victim of cancel culture. Now, if you don't know the backstory on this, Charles Barkley, for years, there's been a running gag on TNT whenever they talk about San Antonio. Sir Charles likes to talk about how big the women are in San Antonio. So check this out. Let me give you the inside skinny on this. This is great. So you know how sensitive management people are these days and how uptight and anal retentive a lot of these executives are at these big companies? So some woman wrote an article saying she was offended that Charles Barkley's been saying the women of San Antonio, the big, you know, big old women of San Antonio. And because of that, Charles Barkley has said that he has been forced to retire his big old women joke about San Antonio. Man. What's up with that? That's bullcrap.
Fat women leave love too, man.
Listen, nothing wrong with a nice plump woman, okay? And if they happen to enjoy Tex-Mex on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I'm kind of surprised it took this long, to be honest.
No, I thought Charles got an exemption. He's Charles Barkley. He's the crown prince. He's the jokester of Turner. So we love Barkley. You don't take anything he says seriously. He's a gag artist. He goes up there and does slapstick comedy with Kenny Smith as the straight man, and Barkley's the jokester, and they go back and forth, and Shaq adds on. It's not right. I say allow Charles Barkley to talk about the waistline of the women of San Antonio. I do not want to live in a world where Charles Barkley is not allowed to call the women of San Antonio big old women. That's what I would like. It's not fight. It's not right. I think we should protest. I think we should boycott. That's the in thing, right? 2020-21, we just boycott, protest stuff. I think that's how it works. I have to check my notebook on that. But Charles Barkley, no longer allowed to fat shame the women of San Antonio. Yeah. How many women of San Antonio are watching? And they're like, oh, I can't believe this. It says Charles Barkley made a comment on TNT. I feel worse about myself. My God. Get a grip. Who the hell cares? All right? Stop. Stop with this nonsense. Now, the other thing about Charles Barkley, which was outstanding, and I learned this from paying very close attention and watching. You know, the Clipper game was over at halftime, so I had plenty of time to settle in. But Charles Barkley, with some very expensive chips, did you see that Charles Barkley there, he randomly, out of the blue, he decides to give a shout-out to a viewer of TNT? And why did he give a shout-out of a television viewer? Well, it seems like Sir Charles was having a nice lunch at a Chipotle in the greater Atlanta area there. And he was getting the chips and the salsa and the whole thing. And well, somehow, when he left, he didn't have his wallet. He had forgotten his wallet. Charles Barkley had lost his wallet. He was so into the food there. And so Barkley took time out of halftime, his spiel, to thank some guy named Matt So this guy finds Charles Barkley's wallet, and then he contacted TNT and was able to return the wallet. Couple of questions here. You got to think he went through every part of the wallet, right? I mean, what, you know, even though he returned it, he did the right thing. You got to think every
100%,
every nook and cranny. Like, what has Charles Barkley got in his wallet? You know, like what are the photos? What are the, you know, does he have, you know, obviously he's got credit cards, you would assume, like, you know, what most people have in their wallet, but is there anything else in there?
Ton of cash.
Do you think Barkley's, I've heard he's the anti no tip and pippin. I've heard Charles Barkley's very generous. You know, that, at least a few years ago, I haven't heard recently, but I've heard really good things from people that work in the service industries that Charles Barkley is very generous with
him
people.
And Shaq, yeah, Shaq the same way.
They're big tippers. But, yeah, and then the other thing is, did he take, like, his own little tip there? Did he, you know, he said, I got your wallet. You know, somebody might have taken a 20 or a 100 out, but, you know, I took a 100 out, but I got your wallet for you. And so that kind of thing. And then the other thing is, if he didn't take any money, did Barkley, I assume he would pay him like a finder's fee type thing? You know, I actually lost my wallet. I told the story here on the podcast. I forget. I was at the store and I got home. Now, I'm pretty good. I lost my wallet years ago and my car keys, and it was a nightmare trying to get all that crap back. So I learned my lesson. And usually I do the field test. Right, I get in the car and I'm like, okay, I check my wallet. I have my wallet in one pocket, I have my keys in the other, and my cell phone. Those three things. And I
same.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's the key. That's being a grown up. It's being a grown up. So I almost always do it. It's muscle memory at this point. And I was kind of tired one day and I went out to the store, I had to do the honey-do list, pick up some things from the store. And so I got back. And I got home and I went to take my keys out. My keys were there. Obviously, I drove the car home. I took my phone out and then I went to grab the wallet and there was no wallet. So I sprinted back, breaking the time-space continuum, back to the grocery store. And I thought I had dropped it when I got into the car. So I'm looking around where I parked. I'm thinking, it was just like, you know, 5-10 minutes ago. It must still be there. So I go back, no wallet. Holy crap. So I go into the store to see if anybody turned in the wallet, and sure enough, somebody had returned the wallet. And so then I offered a reward. I was like, here, you know, it was $40, whatever. And they wouldn't take it. They would not take my money. I wanted to pay a reward, and they said, no, this some good Samaritan came by and turned your wallet in. We didn't even find it, and you can't give us the money. You can give them the money, but we don't have their contact information, so here you go.
I thought I lost my wallet recently, a few months back, and first thing, it was about 30 minutes, I couldn't find it, so after 30 minutes, the wife right away starts freaking out and starts calling the bank and scandal the guard.
You gotta keep your composure,
exactly,
right?
Dude,
you gotta act like you've been there before. Yeah, that's because...
Yeah, it's like freaking out, cancel the cards. Come on.
Yeah, I've had that. I've gone to Costco to get gas, and I wait in line for like 30 minutes to get gas, and then the credit card's locked, you know? Because I was like, what's the point? I mean, I just wasted 30 minutes waiting in line to get gas, and it's...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not sure if there's a Maller monologue coming up on this, it's not good news for the Brooklyn Nets. As we told you that yesterday, Kyrie Irving had that sprained ankle in the Game 4 loss to the Bucks. He has been ruled out for Game 5, and James Harden with the hamstring injury. He will not be back for Game 5 as well, so it's all KD against the Milwaukee Bucks in Game number 5. The Big 3 is down to a Big 1 for that crucial Game
5. You hate to see it, Eddie. You hate to see it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're fine with it?
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I kind of don't like any of those guys.
Now, so. I will advise you to be careful, though, if you're a gambler, because I've been burned by this situation. You know, guys get hurt. Everyone's going to load up on the Bucks, and it's like Milwaukee's going to win by 35, 40 points. Maybe they will, but I've lost bets in this situation. I know the Bucks are favorites. In Brooklyn, Bucks are favored by 4.5 on the road. You'd think, how could they possibly not win by at least 5 points?
You know, the line, think.
But that's why they call it gambling.
That's right.
That's why they call it gambling. All right. Thank you, Eddie. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. Read the fine print. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. And Calvin in Davenport says, Ben, if the Clippers win this series, I will become a Clipper fan since I am a born Iowan without a favorite NBA team, thereby doubling the total of fans of the Clippers. Well, you'd have to leave the Lakers, Calvin. You're like a Laker fanboy over there in Iowa. I want to point out, I am sporting an Iowa cap right now.
I saw that.
From our guy, Goatman, right? Isn't this from Goatman? I believe that's the
that's correct.
Hat benefactor there. So very, that's a good-looking hat. It's a minor league baseball team. I thought it was like an Iowa football, but it's the same color design and all that.
No, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was University of
No, America. It's got the minor league baseball like insignia on the back. Roberto's got a hat envy a little bit. I think he wants one of his own.
Then. Nice one, yeah.
Would you wear? You only wear Dodger, Laker, and Raider stuff, though. You can't. Like, I'm the Mad Hatter, Roberto, of Sports Chatter. I'll wear pretty much any hat with the exception of the Astros and the Gigantes. But other than that, I'll pretty much. And the Lakers. But other than those three, you know, pretty much anything. Probably the 49ers. Wouldn't wear
No, 49ers. I would wear that hat. That hat's nice.
Good looking hat.
It's,
right?
And it's minor league baseball, so.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I love minor league baseball. They got rid of a bunch of minor league teams, though. I'm still upset about that.
Yeah.
They, under the cloak of darkness from the pandemic, they deep six, like the Lancaster Jet Hawks out there, a bunch of Cal League teams.
Hey, I just saw Marlins man at the Mets-Cubs game. Showing
oh, yeah?
The highlights.
You want me to text him? Oh, he's probably asleep. Oh, he's probably out clubbing right now. It's 2:30 in the morning there. Having a good time. It's my guy, Marlins man.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned it.
Thank you. Good friend. I can show you texts of his car.
That's okay.
No. All right. Let's go to the phones now, and a man who's hanging out where the big old women are, Charlie. Charlie in San Antonio. What is going on?
Watch out. They're coming after you, Ben.
They're coming after me. Yep. They're going to get me. I'm going to get in trouble. All right. Charlie, what's going on? San Antonio.
What's up, Ben? You know, I was going to call in my usual, Clippers matcher, but that story made me have a hitch with the crossover because that is so disappointing. Because, the thing is, Charles Barkley and San Antonio have a great relationship. One of my good friends is a bartender, LaGoria. It's a really good restaurant out here. A few years ago when we were in the Western Conference Finals, he came out, drank, he met the mayor. It's a joke, you know what I mean? Like, no one takes it serious, And we appreciate that, you know what I mean? Because we don't take it serious because we know it's not true. San Antonio has some of the most beautiful women in the world. Where's Eva LaGoria from? San Antonio, you know what I'm saying? Like
all right, that's one. All right, keep going.
Yeah. hold on. Let me finish. And that email definitely came from someone from California because, Texas, we're not that sensitive, you know what I mean? And women are super attractive.
Charlie, this is a lot of people from California moving to Texas. Watch out, man. It's happening.
I know. It's terrible. Trust me, I know.
I hear you.
Starting to run into them. It's the worst, And my whole thing is like, man, San Antonio's beautiful. Full body, thick, mocha color skin. Mwah. you know what I'm saying?
Keep your pants on. Keep your pants on. Come on, how dare you?
Yeah, the people here are so hot. Blair wouldn't even have to go to a library. He just had to walk in public to play pocket pool. But of course, he has to, discuss that. And people say people from California, women in California, are the most beautiful in the world. Yeah, if you like your women with more plastic than an Amazon warehouse, either that. Where they're the East LA girls with the Charlie Brown eyebrows, Sharpies, you shave their eyebrows off, the Sharpies across it. They always have them in a shocked expression, like, say, fool, who's going to do something, fool, come on, man. San Antonio has the most beautiful women in the world. It was an okay joke. I don't know why someone would bang out an email,
Some woman had her panties in a bunch. She was all upset there. And
terrible.
That's what happened, man. That's all it takes, man. The old days, Charlie, we just dismissed people. We're like, who cares? It's a joke.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh my God, you got to stop doing this. By the way, you're just tuning in. Charles Barkley claims that he's been muzzled by TNT because one woman wrote a story upset that he called the women of San Antonio big old women. And this is why we're having this conversation. And anyway, so all right, Charlie. I wish I hadn't done that story till after you called in, because I would have loved to the banter going back and forth, because I know you're devastated the people's team won again in a blowout.
No, I'm willing to make a wager right now, because I know the Utah Jazz, and I can't figure out what you get when you win. I'm trying to think of what's a good Utah penalty for you if the Jazz win.
I have to drink milk. I have to drink milk all weekend.
If the Jazz win, you have to find yourself a second and third wife. All right.
What is Well, I have to check with my first wife on that. But let me.
I think I know what she's going to say.
Probably no on that. But let me see now. What is the? That's a great question. What is the traditional? Everyone makes Mormon, you know, jokes or whatever. But what is the traditional Utah, like Salt Lake City food? I know Denver Rocky Mountain oysters. What food dish is Salt Lake? Every town has a food dish they're known for. San Antonio.
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. It's not that, Ben. Every Saturday morning, you got to roll out of bed for like a month, put on a white button-up, and start banging on doors and preaching the good word.
All right. Calm down, cowboy. All right. Thank you. All right. Go away. As our annoying friend Charlie from San Antonio will push back, read the fine print. Here's the NBA. We got the NBA pick. Actually, wait. There's only one game, right? So we'll do baseball. There's only one NBA game because the other series is over, I believe. All right. So here's the Who Am I game. We'll do baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of your Buffalo Blue Jays becoming the first player to hit 20 home runs in this 2021 season recently. I was the first player to hit 20 home runs during the COVID-shortened 2020 season. Again, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of your Buffalo Blue Jays, the first player to hit 20 home runs in the 2021 season, did that somewhat recently. I was the first player to reach 20 home runs during the COVID-shortened 2020 MLB season. Who am I? The answer, next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We do not do shout-outs, Eddie, on this show, so I cannot thank the sandwich benefactor for hooking us up. I don't know if they want us to thank.
He knows. If you say that, he understands.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So that's like a dog whistle to the sandwich benefactor. Do I have to say the name, or?
I mean, we thank Rob in Vegas.
I'm not saying Rob's the guy that hooked us up with sandwiches. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just, you know. Anyway.
That was in honor of Philly Rob, by the way.
Yes, Rob. We miss our buddy Philly Rob, who was great on the show for a long time and passed away recently. Carlos writes in, says, I have never lost my wallet, but every time I go to the ballet, I lose all the money I had before getting in there. I don't know how that... Yes, Carlos, that's a big problem. Not now, but when I used to regularly attend the ballet, I had a similar predicament. Hell yeah. Listen, you got to support ballet dancers. Ballet dancers are struggling.
Yep.
They need all the help they can get. It's an art.
Single moms need support. All they need.
Damn right. And they're going to college, the whole thing, the whole deal. Supermarket Steve says, we are unable to accept gratuity of any kind at Ralph's or Kroger. He said, one time this woman wanted to give him $2. And Supermarket Steve says, I told her, I said, listen, give it to the homeless guy over there sitting on the bench. And then she then pocketed the money and left. Well, it's probably because the guy's like, you know, weed man. Robbie the Mariner fan writes and says, one time when I went to St. Elmo's Steakhouse, that's a famous steakhouse in Indy, where Al Michaels salivates every time he does a game in Indy because he's St. Elmo's Steakhouse. All the sportscasters go there and run up the tab on the company. Even I've been there. And Robbie says, I asked the waiter if he had ever served Scottie Pippen and if Pippen earned his nickname. The server said yes. Another waiter overheard Robbie said, and he said how terrible Pippen is as well. Well, it's a great nickname, no tipping Pippen. And when you get that nickname, You got to keep it up. You can't start tipping big. Come on. Here's the Who Am I game. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Buffalo Blue Jays, the first player to hit 20 home runs here in this 2021 season. I was the first player to reach 20 home runs during the COVID-shortened 2020 season. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Nature Boy says Johnny Lee Master is the answer. Yo-Yo Ma Benny from Travis B. That's his selection. Who else do you have? Sean. I think Sean's in Phoenix. Going with Clayton Kershaw. Barry Bonds from Steezy. Dwayne Kuiper. Hope he gets better. That's from the Duke. Who else do we have here? Angel minor leaguer Kurt Russell was guessed by Notorious B. Harrison Bader from Jason in Denver. Fred Flintstone tossed out by Thomas in the 513. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, going with Nick Castellanos. That's his answer from the Brigadier General. Justin in Cincinnati says Mrs. San Antonio, Miss San Antonio, rather, 2021. Well, that's a beautiful picture. She's a lovely lady, and my apologies to her. Late night drug tester going with Jose Canseco as his answer. Mike Mordecai from Chris in Des Moines. Benny the Bopper tossed out by Gun Show Jones. I have noticed that Roberto stopped playing the Benny the Bopper drop. Bad job by you, Roberto. Shame on you. You buried that. Benny the Bopper.
Never
public address at Dodger Stadium. Introduced me properly. Benny the Bopper. Christopher the Custodian says Dr. Fauci's the answer. Ken Phelps from Pauly D. That's a great guess. Traded for Jay Buhner. All right, Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Please.
Let's go with Phil Nevin.
Phil Nevin. Well, you're actually not that far off because it is Phil Nevin, a coach with the Yankees, and it is a New York Yankee. Luke Voit. Luke Voit in the 2020 season. Shortened because of the COVID. But he hit the 20 home runs first before anybody else. And that leads us into the MLB Pick'em Daily Fantasy Fun. We each pick three players, and then whoever gets the most fantasy points will be declared the winner. By the way, I hear there might be a big advertiser being part of this in the future. I don't know. I hope.
What?
I don't want to jinx it.
Roberto's reaction.
Yeah, we've only been doing this. We've only been doing this for years, and no advertisers
what?
Have been part. I mean, we've essentially just been doing this unsullied, as they say on TNT, by advertising. All right.
Someone wants to sponsor this.
I know. don't speak on that. All right, Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie. What do you got here?
Oh, let's go with someone named Trevor Rogers.
Wow,
you're
getting your picks from somebody. I see what you're doing there. I hope he's still cheating for one more start. Yu Darvish of the Padres. I'll take him. Koopa Loop.
I will go with
What teams he play for?
Taijuan Walker.
Ah, Taijuan Walker, the Metropolitans. Roberto.
Give me Jesse Winker.
Winker. That's
Winker.
My guy. I was Winker's guy. Come on.
Winker. And let's see here. Give me.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Coop. Oh, you picked up a Padre? How dare I would never pick a Padre.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr. All right.
I'm going to take. Is he?
Yeah. I'm going to take Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the Blue Jays. Great pick by me. Thank you. Eddie, the back-to-back Eddie.
I picked him.
Let's go with Kyle Schwarber.
Bad pick.
Against my Pirates. That's a good pick.
He's hot.
Fat.
He's hot.
And I'll go with Joey Votto.
All right. I'm going to take – I need some wisdom. Patrick Wisdom of the
– who?
I have no idea
the Cubs.
Who that is.
Oh,
the
Cubs, guy's got eight home runs the last couple weeks. Great. All right, hurry up. Coop, hurry up.
I'll go with J.D. Martinez.
Last pick, Roberto.
The greatest Julio is Julio Cesar Chavez, Julio Urias.
You finally picked a Dodger after all those picks.